Recorded Books presents The Only Woman in the Room, Golda Meir and Her Path to Power by Pnina Lahav. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. Introduction. This book tells the story of Golda Meir's evolution from the time she was a young girl in Tsarist Russia to her emergence as an internationally respected leader on the world stage. My aim is not, however, to retell a familiar cradle-to-grave story. Rather, I wish to reconsider Golda Meir and her accomplishments through the lens of gender and to offer a new perspective on a series of events that shaped her development. These events, from bitter struggles with a father who threatened to drag her home by her hair if she dared speak in public, to her confession in 1974 that she resented being called the only man in the cabinet, reveal the womanly side of Golda's identity, and will thus allow us to integrate this often neglected dimension of her character with the outward persona we have come to know. What did being a woman have to do with the obstacles Golda encountered as she fought her way to the top? And what price did this insecure yet ambitious young woman pay for her perseverance? What, too, was she able to achieve? The second woman in the world to serve as Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the third as Prime Minister, Golda broke the glass ceiling long before the term was coined. Nevertheless, she was mindful of her alterity, or otherness, as a member of the second sex. Golda was quite familiar with feminist theories, which she had encountered as a teenager in the United States during the suffragists' struggle to ratify the 19th Amendment, and later as a member of a kibbutz in 1930s Palestine. More directly, she faced discrimination at almost every turn in her life and frequently endured verbal ridicule because of her gender. Given these experiences, how should we understand Golda's later decisions to distance herself from feminism and staff her cabinet entirely with men? To answer these questions, this book explores Golda's perspective, how she understood and navigated her alterity, and how she balanced her womanhood with her political ambitions. It also examines the gendered contexts in which she made her most important decisions as a politician. How did she navigate fierce diplomatic battles in a thoroughly misogynistic United Nations? How did she handle the Yom Kippur War, surrounded by generals who wore their biases against women as a badge of honor? And how did she survive political commentators who insisted that, as a woman, she was too emotional to lead the country? A Journey from Object to Subject in Photographs. Golda is photographed at age 3 or 4, with bows in her hair, dark curls framing her pale face. Her dress is feminine, decorated with a shiny bib and big embroidered ribbons. She appears poised, somewhat wistful. Her parents hoped she would grow into an attractive woman and become a good housewife, the object of a man's desires and the fulfiller of his needs. 71 years later, Prime Minister Golda Meir is photographed in the company of President Richard Nixon and First Lady Pat Nixon. She appears comfortable with her advanced age, graceful and confident in her role as head of her state. In these photographs, Golda is an agent shaping history. On a par with the President of the United States, rather than the First Lady. The photos tell a striking story. Golda was raised to become an object. She willfully and deftly turned herself into a subject. How did she do it? Golda Meir, Mrs. Meir, or simply Golda? Born Gold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?